the term for either male or female, small, well, when the cow has a
calf,
okay, and how would we express that? Well, Daisy's going to find or have or
have a calf. Have a calf.
Okay. And I guess next to the dog, we might sometimes consider this next animal a pretty good friend of man, used for plowing and riding.
The horse.
Someone who's never had the opportunity to be on a horse might say, well, I have never
ridden or rode.
Okay, and the term for the male horse?
Stallion.
Let's say one of your grandchildren got on the horse, a horse, it's his first time, and unfortunately, when Granddad wasn't watching, he slipped off. We'd say he
fell off.
Okay. The game is played with
horseshoes?
Yes. Have you ever heard the term, another term for the game of horseshoes in this community? We drive to put the shoes on a horse, we drive the nails up into the horse's
hoof.
Or several, or he has, all four, we call them
hoofs.
Okay. The male sheep, you call the
ram, a buck sometimes.
Okay, and the female?
Ewe.
And the source of making cloth that we get from the sheep is the
wool.
And the male hog we refer to as the
boar.
And the source of pork we say we raise
hogs.
And the boar, the teeth that seem to come out.
Tusk.
Okay. And on the stiff hairs in the hog's back we refer to
bristles.
And the hog we often feed in a wooden
trough.
And the sound made by the calf when it's hungry or being weaned.
Bellowing.
Okay. Now this next one, I haven't run across anyone using the expression around here. I just don't believe it's you. Do you have any term for the sound made by the cow when it's being fed, when it's rather contented and happy, makes any sound at all? That sound
no.
That it makes? Okay. That sound made by the horse when it's
whinnying. Nicker or whinny, we would be the same. In other words, you heard her, some people might say, I heard one nickering, or we would say we heard him whinnying. See?
Okay. Hen that's used for hatching out eggs, we refer to as a
setting hen.
And the shelter for a hen, and say 20-25 little chickens, and the numbers you could take care of, we call that a
coop.
And if it's a large place for, say, 200 or 300 laying
well,
hens.
Well, we refer to it as the hen house, then.
Yeah, okay. And what the children fight over, the chicken, that piece that they like to pull apart.
Oh, the wing? Oh,
And then, well, I didn't make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
The one who gets the bigger one gets his wish.
Yes.
That's what they call the...
Yeah, wishbone.
Okay. Pulley bone sometimes.
Is that right? We always say wishbone.
Well, I think that's what I've always called it too, wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
Any term for the inside, the edible part of a pig or a chicken or any overall term that you would...
The inside, you mean?
The edible parts. Or maybe non-edible, just...
Well, of course, the non-edible would be the entrails. We would consider that the... I don't know.
I don't think
the part of the distinct part of the chicken, but to say as a whole, what
that
the,
wouldn't the,
no,
no comprehensive
no,
term
no.
we'd use in this area. And the time of day when you would be taking care of the stock, you'd refer to that as
chore time.
Yeah. Okay.